Well, good morning. This is Kim Jackson again, proud Aspie mom, and Merry Christmas. I can't believe we've come to the very end of the year, and I am doing my last podcast of the year with my husband, Dr. Jai Jackson, who I'm asking to behave for this last video. I've been talking about with so many people over the past year about why I respect and value them for their service in the community and how they're making our village stronger. And I would be remiss if I didn't include my husband, who has spent the better part of the past 2 years investing in young Black men. And he recently received an award for that, for giving his time and talent to our children who have challenges and who need someone to look up to. So I wanted to talk to him briefly about why he did it and the importance of giving back, especially during this end of this year when we've had so many challenges as a community. So with that, hi, Dr. Jackson. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do first?
Hi. This is my first side-by-side interview with my wife, so it's a little fun and weird on Christmas Eve. So my name is Dr. Jai Jackson. I am a dentist of nearly 26 years, or 27 years, actually. And we began the Apollos Club in December of 2019, so 2 years ago. And we began the Apollos Club in light of the Pinellas County failing factories, the failing schools that were raided years ago in Pinellas County, showing that these boys were not going to graduate from high school. So we took it upon ourselves to create this out of young men that were already headed down the wrong path. They were in middle school, they got many referrals, they had family issues, poor grades, and we got six of them. And we said, we are going to influence six of these young boys' lives. So that was the impetus of the Apollos Club. We framed it around the Ada Rowe chapter of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. So all of my fraternity brothers pitched in. They volunteered to be mentors to these young men. And with the help of our good friend, Watson Haynes.
Uncle Watson.
And the Urban League, we were able to meet at the Urban League bi-weekly and really start to make a change. And then COVID happened. So once the program started fluttering when COVID came around, we had to really be creative about what are we going to do next. So the hand holding of mentorship that we did in the Urban League, we moved to a park. We moved to Lake Vista Park. And we did everything outside as best we could, social distancing, masks and all. And we wanted to do that outside so that we can keep everybody safe and happy. So we continued this program, influencing the boys. And what the program turned into was a program designed to help the boys realize that what is a pathway that they wanted to go on? What is the career path that they wanted to choose? And many of them, of course, young Black boys wanted to be football players, basketball players, and influencers. So we really had a job against the social network that is already kind of created in this world. And we showed these boys the other options that were available to them and the small amount of people that actually make it to professional sports so that they can see like, hey, that's great, but let's have our options open. So
tell me your top program for me, like the most that you thought was most influential.
I really thought that, so we took the boys to different areas once we had different talks with them that would get them out and COVID kind of calmed down. The best program that we got for them was, I have to give that to Victor Young at BMW of Sarasota. So Mr. Young was able to speak to the boys about not only car dealership and all the many avenues of the car industry, he was able to ride them around in a Lamborghini.
Which is a pretty big deal.
It's a pretty big deal. I've never ridden around a Lamborghini. You haven't ridden around Kimmy. So riding a 15-year-old boy in a Lamborghini pretty much has to be up there on top.
Yeah. What I found most impactful in watching you is watching your love of teaching these young men the importance of manhood. And I don't think that people understand that when they mentor, it's not just about the mentee, but it's about what the mentor receives. And so I saw a lot of personal joy in your mentorship of these young men. If you had one thing to say to people that you want to contribute to your program and how they could help and why it's meaningful, what would you say?
You really don't know the impact of... I really didn't think that I was a mentor. I didn't think I was a mentor quality with regards to what I could share to a young kid. And that's wrong. There's a lot to share our experiences, and we're holding back from them our experiences when we do not mentor to them. I really didn't think that I was a mentor. I didn't think I was a mentor quality with regards to what I could share to a young kid. And that's wrong. There's a lot to share our experiences, and we're holding back from them our experiences when we do not mentor to them one-on-one properly to give them back all the knowledge that we have. It's very, very easy. So I really was surprised at how easy it is to mentor, because it's just being yourself. It's just answering those silly little day-to-day questions that you have the answer to because you just happen to have a little more experience with life.
Thank you so much. So like I always close and try to say, it takes a village. It's important for all of us to do our fair share. When we contribute, we make our society stronger. And I selfishly do this all this time because for parents like us, we rely and we think it's important that everyone knows that everyone contributes. And when they do, it makes us all better. So thank you so much for joining our podcast for the year. Thank you, Dr. Jackson, for participating with me this last podcast of the year. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.